And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson, discussing subjects related to the home, family, and Christian education.
Our program today concludes our discussion of the approach to discipline. All throughout the week, I've stressed the thought that parents must discipline their children in order to give them a proper orientation in life. Through punishment, the parents teach their children that certain types of behavior are wrong. And through the instruction of the children that accompanies good discipline, they learn that certain kinds of behavior are good. When children receive consistent discipline from wise parents, they acquire a personal philosophy that prepares them to enter society on their own as responsible Christian adults. There's one additional point I'd like to make about the approach to discipline that the parents can take as they guide the development of their child. No discipline can succeed on a long-term basis unless it rests solidly upon a foundation of love. The book of Proverbs acknowledges this when it says, "He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes." Solomon here points out that the discipline of the child provides evidence that the parents love him. What's more, any parent who fails to chastise his child with a corporal punishment actually hates him. The Hebrew word for hate here carries with it a softer sense than the English word would imply. The thought is that the parent who avoids his responsibilities in the area of discipline acts as though he did not like his child. Only through the consistent exercise of reasonable discipline can parents show love for the child. Love expresses itself by establishing wholesome relationships between individuals. Parents who conscientiously carry out their responsibilities to their children actually display their love in a concrete manner. Ralph Martin acknowledges this principle in his book, Husbands, Wives, Parents, Children. He says, "Scripture does not recognize any distinction between loving children and disciplining them." In his book, Family Love in All Dimensions, John Nielsen similarly notes that God's plan for families is grounded in theology, the love of Christ for his church. He then goes on to show that parental love manifests itself only as they demonstrate an attitude of self-sacrificing service toward other members of the home. This display of love by the parents for their children brings tremendous benefits to them. Through the practical realm of life, in discipline, the parents show their children that they love them so much that they will not allow them to develop a wrong pattern of behavior. No other method allows the parents to develop the love relationship with their children so effectively. The love relationship is the only foundation that is strong enough to adequately support the complex interpersonal relationships that exist within the home. As the parents base their discipline upon the strong underpinning of love, they demonstrate their love to the children. As the children respond to discipline through obedience to the revealed will of their parents, they similarly show their love for their parents. From beginning to end, then, the emotion of love underlies the parent-child relationship. It is the emotional bond that allows disciplinary actions to effectively mold the lives of children. This is the same principle that God follows as He guides the development of His children. Proverbs 3:12 points out that whom the Lord loveth, He correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. God chastises those whom he loves. The rod of correction thus represents evidence of love, the love of God as he develops his children spiritually, and the love of parents as they guide their children into a wise way of life.
You've just heard Viewpoint, a commentary on the home, family, and Christian education. Your host was Pete Stevenson.